And Bo has a big closet here. Then, this is stairway here. I'm hoping that's stairway there anyway. Here's where you come in. Now, the girls are back over on the other side. This is, they have, okay. The door, that one, that's two. I got one bedroom awful small and the bathroom awful big, but anyway, their bath is between their bedrooms.
Now, what do you call this, the girls' bedrooms, but like, how do you tell between them? You know?
Well, we say Kelly's room and Kelly's room. I put Kelly's room on here.
Oh, good,
but
good.
Anyway, this is our bedroom. That's all we have upstairs.
Okay, great.
Now, they've got closets, of course. Kelly's go all the way across here. And Kay's is in here. Gee, that's poor, but that's the essentials anyway. This is just stair area here, I'll say. Please say that'll do.
That's excellent. Thank you. Do you use this here?
We do not. We have had difficulty with that fireplace because we could not get the, fire dog things. We had looked, well, it took us 2 years to find the andiron set that we liked and all. And the part that goes behind the screen there that the logs rest on didn't fit. It wouldn't fit in that fireplace. It was because there's a dropped firebox in there. So we have never gotten that thing where we can use it. Actually, now we've had birds in that chimney every year that you can hear in here chirping in the springtime. I'm scared to death the thing is blocked up, and if we ever lit a fire in it, it would just destroy the house with smoke damage. But we do not have another working fireplace. We do have a little place out in the country where we have a fireplace that we use.
But so the part that's the pretty part here that you see, you call the anion?
Yes.
And then the part that you lay the log,
Well, I'm not sure whether, I know, I hear people talk about fire dogs, but there was not a fireplace in my home when I grew up. And so I'm not sure if the fire dogs, I think that's what the logs go on. I know I could probably even draw you a picture of that thing. It's a little rounded or curved grate-like thing that the logs just sit in. It's got legs on it. Usually they're black and ugly.
And they don't stick up high in front like the andirons do.
No. I'm talking about just a little grate-like thing that the wood sits on.
Well, what do you call this part here? This that sticks out in front, the raised part here.
My gosh. The hearth. I couldn't even think. And call it the mantle up above.
And you said you had the birds in the what?
Chimney.
Now, have you ever seen like a factory or something, you know, where they have smoke coming out of those things? Do they have, would you call that a chimney pit?
No, smokestack.
You say you do build a fire out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that, how you build it.
Well, I should correct that. I don't build it at all, but Bo does. First of all, we don't use big logs at all. We use smaller chunks of wood and just, you know, have two or three in there. And then he does use kindling, sometimes fire starter.